And now we have to wait until tomorrow afternoon because of the weather situation in Omaha. The first game, Louisville-Auburn, they're still delayed, not expecting to resume their play until later on tonight. Could be after 8, could even be 9 o'clock, but with Louisville leading Auburn 4-1 in an elimination game in the fifth inning. But Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, rescheduled, first pitch just after 1 tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I think the two things you can always count on in Omaha is really big crowds, good baseball, and then, of course, weather delays. It just seems to happen every year. It's just, you know, that time of year in that part of the country. There's always going to be some sort of delay, and now we're seeing out there that, you know, the Louisville-Auburn game, it's supposed to start at 9 Central, but that's not guaranteed. And then if they have to delay that till tomorrow, they might have to play that tomorrow, resume it tomorrow morning or Wednesday afternoon, which would put the Vanderbilt game back even further. So who knows right now? It's obviously really tough to predict that weather and that, like I said, that area of the country where things are always a little bit more volatile. And I think that'll play into how, you know, either team handles it coming out tomorrow to see how they handle that delay and how the pitchers handle the extra rest. And obviously both teams have a ton of momentum, so they'll have to delay it for another day.
Well, here's the thing. Because of the schedule tomorrow, you would anticipate them. It may be late, but they'll find a way to get it in tonight as the weather's supposed to be clearing up a little bit later on tonight. And the reason why now, because you have Vanderbilt, Mississippi State slated for just after 1 tomorrow. You've got an elimination game in bracket 1 tomorrow night between Florida State and Texas Tech. That game will be at 6 o'clock. So basically, they got to get it in tonight because you can't – it really throws a whole monkey wrench into things if we're talking about more games tomorrow. So they'll find a way to get this one done tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, you know, I also saw, you know, out there online that, you know, they want to keep these games in order as well. You know, Louisville-Auburn needs to finish before Vanderbilt-Mississippi State starts and so on and so on. So you're right. If they have to start this game at 11 p.m. Central tonight, they'll try to get it in, and that's tough on Louisville and Auburn, two teams obviously playing to keep their season alive and having to, you know, be there at the park probably 9 a.m., 10 a.m. this morning and be there for 12, 14, 16 hours. But, you know, like we said, it seems to happen every year, and it's all part of the process of seeing which team can survive and adjust and adapt to whatever comes their way.
Well, in the situation, too, whichever team loses tomorrow between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State, they're at a slight disadvantage, knowing if Louisville-Auburn does indeed get done tonight, you know, the winner of the Louisville-Auburn game will play the loser of Vanderbilt-Mississippi State on Thursday. But now that Vanderbilt-Mississippi State is playing tomorrow, it doesn't give your bullpen that extra day of rest. Now you're back-to-back days if you lose. That's why tomorrow now is in, you know, it's always been huge to get your first two wins, to go, you know, start your World Series journey 2-0. But now even more so because there's no extra day in between the game, which was slated for tonight, and then the next time out if you lose, which would have been Thursday.
Isn't it funny how circumstances and momentum can change that quick, especially when you look at a bracket on paper and you say, you know, Team A, oh, they got an easy road. Well, you can't predict you know, lightning delays and weather delays and pushing games back to different days. Look at a team like Michigan. You know, who would have thought Michigan would be in the College World Series and then start 2-0 and now just, you know, sitting there with their feet propped up, just kind of waiting for all this to play out. And you got other teams going through weather delays, teams who are seemingly maybe at an advantage for winning could now be at a disadvantage, being on short rest, and will have to play, you know, teams fighting, scrapping to keep their season alive with a lot of momentum on their side. So again, it's just all part of adapting. That's you know, like we said last week with Coach Tim Corbin, sometimes it's not the best team, it's the team that's playing best, especially in these tournament circumstances. And again, this is all part of it, trying to figure out how to manage the schedule and manage your opponent.
I mean, Michigan, you bring up a great example, a team that is a 3 seed in that Oregon State regional. They were not even expected to make it out of the first weekend, but they did. They certainly were. They were not expected to make it out of the super regional against the number one national seed in UCLA, but they did. And now with two straight wins, the last time they started off 2-0 in the World Series, both times they won national championships back in the 50s and early 60s.
And look at the team. You know, they beat Texas Tech, an outstanding team, for them to pretty much, handle those guys, and then beat a Florida State team that looked like a team of destiny and a team with a ton of momentum, just big time there for Michigan. And that goes back to the old adage, Michigan got on a run, started winning, started getting some confidence, went out there to UCLA. I watched quite a bit of that series because it was on, late at night, sitting there and watching just how they played with a lot of confidence and a lot of bravado, and just seemed to be a team who understands that, hey, we're here and we're just as good as all these teams, and if we can beat number one UCLA, we got as good a chance as anybody. And I don't think anybody, like we said, would have thought they would have been one win away from reaching that College World Series final, being a team out of the Big Ten. But here they are, and it's just, once you get into Omaha, anything can happen. Michigan is definitely proving that, and that's why teams like Vanderbilt, Mississippi State, and some of the favorites got to be on guard, because, if you take anybody lightly, you'll be going home awfully quick.
How about on April 7th, Kumar Rocker with a loss at Georgia, his record fell to 2-4. Since then, 8-1 in his last 9 decisions. Vanderbilt, too, by the way, after that loss, they were 24-8. Since then, 31-3 in their last 34 games.
I'll tell you what I love most about Kumar Rocker, and this is because I'm completely biased as a sports writer. He's the quickest pitcher I've ever seen. He throws the ball, he gets it back, he throws it again. In fact, in the Missouri series, Missouri did a great job. They kept stepping out of the box. They kept asking for time. They kept adjusting their batting gloves, trying to ruin Kumar Rocker's rhythm. And he didn't let it faze him. I mean, the kid is kind of stone cold out there. He works at an extremely fast pace. And just is really coming to his own. And everybody knew the talent was there. The talent was certainly unquestionable for the young man. But it's adjustment for anybody going from high school to college, college to pro, whatever the case may be. And he's just come so far in such a short amount of time, able to adjust his pitches and get guys out in a myriad of ways. Excited to see what he does in his encore after that no-hitter. I don't believe he'll throw a second straight no-hitter, and I don't think he's going to strike out 19 hitters, but it's going to be a lot of fun to see how he handles that environment and handles coming back with a lot of attention coming his way.
How about Austin Martin? Only 10 home runs on the season, but 2 came on Sunday in the victory against Louisville. So he has 10 home runs on the year, still batting over 400, batting .411. But the fact that he's got 4 home runs in the NCAA tournament, and both have occurred in the last 2 games.
It's just, it reminds me a little bit. I don't know if this is a good comparison, but, watching the Atlanta Braves, a lot of Ronald Acuna, in the sense that just how he sets the table and sets the energy for the rest of the club. To get out there and lead off the game with a double or a home run or reaching on an error, drawing a walk, it almost sends a message to the rest of the dugout, like, hey, if Austin just did it again, that means the rest of us can do it. To carry the team with that power that he's shown recently is obviously huge, because we all know that lineup is just, one of the, if not the best lineups in all of college baseball. And then, if you're an opposing pitcher and you got to try to get that guy out and he takes you deep, I mean, it's got to take the wind out of your sails, right? It's got to take the breath out of you to see that guy around on the bases before the game even really gets started. So, props to him for obviously figuring something out, being right on, because he was scuffling a tad there toward the end of the year, a little bit in regionals and supers, but he has definitely turned it on to put this team on his back a little bit from an offensive perspective.